This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 253 for February 3rd. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are narrowly mixed on Thursday morning after coming away from their overnight losses. In choppy trading, the March canola contract bumps up a dime at $1,022.60 per ton. The May contract steps back $1.30 at $1,007.80 per ton. There are declines in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with European rapeseed. Losses in global crude oil prices are also putting pressure on edible oils. There's some support coming from increases in Chicago soy meal. Tight supplies and the need for price rationing remain supportive of canola. The Canadian dollar is slightly lower on Thursday morning, with the loonie at 78.8 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 78.88. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending January 27th include 57,500 tons of old crop wheat and 103,500 tons of new crop. Corn export sales tally close to 1.18 million tons of old crop with no new crop sales. Soybean export sales are close to 1.1 million tons of old crop and nearly 882,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal export sales include more than 605,000 tons of old crop and a net reduction of 1,300 tons of new crop. Soy oil amounts to 4,100 tons. The department's attaché in China projects that country's 2022 corn imports from the U.S. to drop 32.2% at 20 million tons. About the only things on the rise this morning are the growing number of reductions to Brazil's soybean crop. Cogo chops 4.6% off of its call, bringing it to 125 million tons. Datagrow hacks 8.8% from its forecast, now at 130 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The March contract loses a nickel at $15.40 per bushel. March soy oil falls by nearly 9/10 of a cent at 65.11 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gains $1.90 at $437 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The March contract forgoes 8 cents at $6.14 per bushel. Chicago oats are mixed, with the March contract up 2 cents at $7.27. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, with Chicago March down 5.5 cents at $7.49.5. Kansas City March loses 3.5 cents at $7.66. And Minneapolis March pulls back 6.5 cents at 901.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, February 3rd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.